said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determine once and for all what is good.
And what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And we have such a big show today for Halloween.
Ooh, it's October. It's Halloween. And so we have invited our dear friend of the podcast, who we're calling Mr. Halloween himself.
So yeah, let's go ahead and get this show started. Let's bring in our guest.
He is a hilarious writer and comedian. Please welcome our dear friend, Evan Walter.
Can I just say right off the bat, Evan, seeing your sweet face right now is really brightening up my day.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm getting just a rush of nostalgia seeing you.
I know. I wish I was there to hug you with my hands.
I do want to say that I would like to normally be hugged by you with your hands, but you are sick, no?
You're sick as a dog.
Yeah, but it could be just something simple and fun like a head cold or allergies. We don't, it's not what you think it is. I know what you
Blair's
think.
Blair's like,
is.
I've been hacking up a lung.
He's oh, like, but probably no fever.
I had a fever all day yesterday.
Brag? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's because I got my vaccines. You're like so scared.
Oh.
But those really took me out. Well, top of the episode, Evan. Mm-hmm. We were just having some technical difficulties, which we love to do on
so
the show.
Cool.
Which one might say is spooky.
Which one might say is a little spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about do not disturb culture because I mm-hmm. think it is going crazy at the moment. I love it.
Yeah.
But I also am scared about it. And I want to ask you guys about this. Have you ever been, because we were talking about do we love, do not disturb or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at sometimes for myself, I don't like it for others. I hate to see if someone's on do not disturb because I feel like if I'm texting them, I'm a nuisance. Like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be texting them if I'm on DND.
Oh.
But have you ever been texting someone and then they go on do not disturb?
Yes.
No.
I love it.
You love that?
Love it.
Wait, what? Why?
That should be the dominant culture.
Well, hold on.
And I think they're making a stance.
Well, can you give us a context in which you got...
I'll give you a context of just a couple weeks ago. Okay. And you give a context.
I suppose that is... The context is pretty important.
Yeah, I want to know what the context... Like, what was the question you asked to receive that response?
Well, so I guess, Sterling, let's start with you, right?
Okay.
Because this happened to you recently.
Okay, this happened to me recently. I was texting a crush, an old crush. But I feel like I sent one text that wasn't, it was like normal, nothing that's substantial.
Yeah.
It's like, I love you and I miss you and how are you doing?
No, in my head, it was going to be like one text, another text. Because I kind of feel like you should be texting kind of like maybe one to two to seem cool and not paragraph.
Yeah. You're thinking, take me back, I miss you. And yeah, please. Yeah.
Please, let's get married.
Yeah.
So... Sent one text again, probably like responding. Okay.
Sure.
Then it goes on do not disturb.
Okay.
It was like at precisely like say it was like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe they're in a meeting, 2 p.m.
Well, let me ask you this. As an outsider in this little situation, because everyone I text just loves hearing from me, so I haven't had this response, so I guess I'm special. Mm. But does it come up and say... Do not disturb. Does it send a notification or is it just when you send another text?
It's not a notification. It's just like when you can see it in someone's.
Yeah. Okay. It pops up at the bottom.
Oh, it pops
like
up at the bottom.
Okay. Your text to me, Blair, is always on do not disturb. So for Blair, I actually am like, I don't feel that way towards him that he doesn't want me to text him. That's actually his 24/7.
Yeah.
How many hours a day would you say you're not on do not disturb, Blair?
One.
Yeah, about one.
Oh, man, that's healthy.
Well, and that's only so because nice. I haven't. I just learned where you can change the time. So I guess my do not disturb goes off at 11 p.m. and then restarts at 12 a.m. So I should fix that.
Yeah,
no,
that's
a fun quirk.
That's
a fun quirk.
It's the only time
now
that the line's open.
That's what it was. Sorry. Now I'm remembering. That's what it was. It was like a nighttime one that I could tell it was like they're just normal. Bedtime do not disturb.
So you were, I feel like we're missing the bigger story here. You were texting
and then we got
an
married,
old
so
crush.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's, I mean, at the time it was a current crush, but now it's an old crush.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, it's an old man.
Did you send another text?
Yeah, because I
And
think,
did he respond?
Well, when his Do Not Disturb went off the next morning.
But how did he respond? That's the next question.
Yeah, that's big.
He said, I love you. And I said, it's going to be a little fast.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Was it in all caps? Was there emojis? Like,
yeah,
was it separated into
emojis,
different lines?
Yes.
And then
a dick pic.
But okay, wait. So what you was you? Well, what was your scenario?
I mean, my scenario is I see that go on, and okay. I'm like, hell yes. The expectation for me is that I do not need to respond to your text that you send after this. You know, Do Not Disturb is on.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I send my little message. I'm okay. Like, yeah, coffee tomorrow at 11:00.
But then they turn their Do Not Disturb on.
Then they turn on their Do Not Disturb, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm still going to send something. Yeah. But in my mind, it's like, you've just turned your texts into email. That's what the etiquette is now.
Mm, oh. But you don't think they're being like, you're being a little nuisance. You're being a little nuisance.
No.
I'm putting you on D&D.
You know what's so much worse than D&D? K. Thumbs up.
Do you know who loves to send me a K, period?
Oh, I didn't realize you guys were fighting. How long has that been happening for?
Well,
K, period?
Here's what's so funny. I've never sent a K period to you.
You sent a K though. You like to send a K to me.
If I'm busy and I get your response and I
capital?
Still want to, like, well, it automatically does capital.
It's really scary. But I now I'm like, that's okay. That's your culture.
No.
It's DNS culture.
Yeah. No. If I'm busy, but I still want to acknowledge I got your response, I'm like, K, and then I'll respond back later. Because I don't like to leave people hanging.
No, why aren't you doing a little thumbs up there? Does that seem worse?
To me, thumbs up feels almost sarcastic.
Wait, I thumbs up to you just this afternoon. Two times. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're getting a K period later.
I feel like you don't realize you guys are fighting.
Yeah. We're having a fight right now. And
but, okay,
we need you to mediate.
I emphasize mm-hmm. because you were just saying, does this time work for you? We're doing work culture. We're not doing friend culture when we were texting today.
Yes.
So
yeah. Because you have that
1 hour
period between 11 and 12. That's friend time for you,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. That is when I let the guard down and I'm like, hey, let's wrap. But we got 59 minutes because I got to be in bed.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Anyways, I know we really took a turn from Halloween and that is what today is about. But I just wanted to get your take on that, mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm glad I think we parsed it through.
No, I'm there. Here, I envision a world where the next version of the iPhone, it doesn't vibrate. It also maybe doesn't have a screen. And then you get it and you just throw it into the ocean and then we stop texting. Because I don't like it. It hurts my brain. It's too much to do, I think.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
General feelings on Halloween, spooky season, the holiday in general. I've been kind of feeling like I usually don't care at all, but I've like realized it is really one of our only holidays. It's like a friendship holiday. Like you can really celebrate it with friends. It's fun.
Sorry, this just in. I might have COVID.
Well,
wait.
Sounds like a twist on your end.
wait.
It was Jimmy. He was like, my dad has COVID. He was like, you might want to get tested. That is the last time I have sex with Jimmy in the same house as his dad. Am I right?
I don't think that's how you get COVID.
I don't know. Who knows? I still wash my groceries.
Oh, no. Well, that breaking news on the pod. Boy, I might have COVID round two.
No.
Okay, wait. So what? We're circling back. We've got to get us back on track, even though that Blair now has breaking news COVID-19. But now that's good you didn't accept his hug if he was in person.
I know.
Okay, what are your feelings on Halloween and the culture around it as a holiday?
I feel like Halloween has the weight of the world on its shoulders. Do you know what I mean?
The because whole world?
The whole world.
I thought the world actually doesn't, the whole world doesn't really celebrate.
Kind of, yeah, but everybody I feel like has got their one spooky holiday. Every country's got a spooky.
Yeah, a lot of countries do have that.
You know?
Yeah.
But very pro-Halloween. I think it's one of the few fun holidays we have left.
I think also like early 20s Halloween, I had no fun at all because I'd be like, wearing a little thing going down to like somewhere far.
Yeah.
And now what I love that's been happening recently is people are like, dress a little spooky or dress as a little witch. Like I went to two parties last week and one was just dress in black. Okay, easy. And then one was just be a little witchy, which is again all black. And I said, I love this. You're not making me really go above and beyond.
It's not a
pun. Can kind of wear a shirt and you know what? I could leave and go somewhere else and I don't look crazy.
That's one of the kindest parties.
One time I went to an ABC party in college. Do you guys know those?
Anything but clothes.
Yeah.
It was lame. I went to community college.
Okay, so
I didn't have that luxury.
An ABC party is anything.
I'm having a really rough day, you guys.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We have COVID. I didn't go to one of these parties.
It wasn't anything to write home about. I think, again, we stayed for about 15 to 20 minutes. It was really lame. Then we went
Thank you for making me feel better about it.
I went leaned in. I was wearing a trash bag. To have to wear a trash bag to then two to three other parties that aren't on that theme, humiliating.
Was it a sexy trash bag or?
I tried my best. Yeah.
Did you belt
it? What did you do? Kind of tuck it under the bra?
No, I did. Actually, really, I think innovative. Okay. Trash can handle, neck like a halter.
Oh, fine.
And then back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I put some tape to give it a little waist.
I don't know. That's a dress. That's
Were
a dress
you wearing something book. Underneath at least?
Oh, like underwear.
Okay. Well, I just feel like that would have been a cold attire to wear.
I was in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
And that is what leads me to some of my questions.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So how do you feel about this?
Yeah.
Dressing in a shirtless costume to impress your crush, but having to walk home in the cold because it's October. Imagine we're not in Los Angeles. We used to live in New York, so you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's currently about 90 degrees in Los Angeles, so we're sweating out.
Yeah. I think, okay, gut reaction, no pain, no gain. I'm pro.
Oh, pro.
And I think also if it's a crush, I think if it's like a crush and you kind of know you're going to have a kiss that night, you should do it. I think if
unless you're confident, you're going to have a kiss with your crush.
Yeah. I think that's it.
You'd only do this if you get a kiss with your crush.
Yeah, because I think if you don't get the kiss, you're going to feel so bad at the end of that night because you're chilly and you're lonely.
Yeah, chilly and lonely.
Yeah.
But you probably have to do maybe a subway ride home backless. No.
Oh, no.
Seating
real straight up.
Seat and back.
Yeah.
Raw dog the subway with your back.
Or have like really good posture, which is hard in those seats.
That's true. Right. You could really lean forward.
Especially at the end of the night.
I wear a backless dress on the subway. I guess I just lean forward.
Oh, yeah, which is great.
There you go.
Yeah, and strong. Yeah.
Blair, how do you feel? Would you be interested in wearing being shirtless to impress a crush, but then you're a little cold on the way home?
I would not do that. I would be very aware of where my body is hanging and or sitting when I'm sitting specifically, you know? Because you don't want that stomach kind of folded over the pants.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
Also, it's kind of hard because you're like probably going to hug somebody.
Yeah.
And you're naked.
You're naked.
Basically. Well, and even worse, if you dance like a mother, like I do when I get drunk, I get sweaty. So then you're causing to rub your liquids onto someone else. And that's not fair to them.
But that could be a plus. I mean, not fair. Definitely not fair for anybody else who hasn't signed up for it.
Right.
But that's kind of a sexy little crush thing, no?
Well, not if it's like your like best friend that you don't want to have sex with. Like,
No.
Well, we're talking about a little crush.
I know, but you know how sometimes everyone just wants to hug you at a party? So what if like, my friend gets there first?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, that's me.
Totally. And then,
okay, so you would be covered in sweat, Sterling.
Well, you'd be in a trash bag, so none of it would really stick.
Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah.
Throw me in the dumpster. Okay. Next, carving pumpkins with your friends. But then watching.
No, that's a big no.
Okay.
Anything that requires
with your
work.
Friends, but then watching your hours of work quickly rot in the span of just a day and having to throw the pumpkin away. Because you know that thing rots so fast after you carve it.
I mean, that's why that's a no.
I love it. I don't love this. I hate this feeling. Scoop your hands
in guts. Oh, scoop is bad.
And then your hands so sticky.
Yeah.
But I love to be like, I'm going to be a little artist.
Yeah.
On a pumpkin today.
Oh, because you have artistic ability. You can make it into something nice.
I get a sketch that someone else has done and I put it on there and then I just do those lines. Because I can I can do a knife within a line, but I can't come up with the concept myself.
Yeah.
Well, how do you guys feel about markers?
Just in general? Or doing a marker on a pumpkin?
How do you feel in general? And then if you apply it to a pumpkin.
Does that change? Love a marker.
Okay, great.
It changes it. Thicker than a pencil. Okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that there's a little bit of drama. You're like, ooh, is it going to be dry? Is it not?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
God.
And sometimes the smell.
You can't get the same from a pencil. Yeah, exactly. Now, on a pumpkin,
yeah.
I don't know. To me, it seems like that screams underfunded public school to me. Because that was my experience. Wow. That's what I felt like. It's like
did
they
you
were
to
like
public school, Evan?
Sure did. All the way through.
It was public to me. I was on the projector.
Yeah, but
why do I keep saying project?
Projectory?
Send help.
Maybe lean into it.
Well, I lost a spelling bee just this past weekend. Listeners, Evan and I were in a spelling bee. Evan got a little nervous when he became a judge, which I didn't know was something he could do. And I was a participant. I got out number 2 out of about 30 people.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
That was bad. Do you remember what the word was?
Yeah, I spelled the word facilitate wrong. Quick, Blair. Facilitate.
Facilitate.
F-A-C-I-L-I-T-A-T-E. Facilitate.
I'm really relying on you here.
Yeah, you got it right.
Thank you.
I said you would have stayed in the competition. A-T-A-T-E, because in my head it was facilitate, not facilitate. And here's the thing. With 30 people
You made it French.
But when that many people are watching you, your brain is so stupid.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare scenario.
It was really scary.
Could you have just turned and faced the wall and did it?
Yeah, but I probably still would have gotten it wrong. And honestly, it was much more relaxing once I was out because I kept being like, this could be so humiliating. Because there were some words that were so easy that I was
like, some were so easy.
You got in on this?
We gave
you
somebody
could never
a dog.
You could never show your face.
You went to an adult spelling bee? Where was this at?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, an adult spelling bee.
We have a group of friends who love an elaborate party.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought this was I was picturing a public bar that was like,
No. Like bar trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Those Venn diagrams are just, that's two circles on top of each other. They would go to that event. Okay, can I say this about a jack-o'-lantern, though?
Please.
I don't like them. I love to see them. I would never want to carve one. I never, it's like kind of butchering my own meat. I don't want to do it. I think they're beautiful. I love when they get a little mushy and you're like, oh, you like that. I mean, to watch. Because it's not my work. And I get to go to
and you don't
want
to have to facilitate that knife into the pumpkin and make a mess.
No, they always give you the tiniest little bread knife, you know, and you can't really do it right.
I have specific carving knives.
You do? Pass down? Generation?
No. Passed down from Target last year.
Oh, okay, cool. Maybe that would change the experience. But I'm kind of, anytime I'm doing that with friends, I'm like, couldn't we just all hang out?
You could.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
Okay, I was trying to think of the worst candy. So this is what I have. But if you guys want to sub in worst candies, I just couldn't think
candy
of
candy corn.
Okay, a friend giving you a pile of candy that consists only of Almond Joys. Is that the most?
I love Almond Joys.
I kind of like them too.
What do you think is the worst? What would you be like?
Candy corn.
A bag full of this. Candy corn?
Yeah.
Oh, I like a candy corn.
Yeah, me too. I love it.
It doesn't feel like food, but yeah.
Oh, you do love it, so you don't think that's the worst.
No, I'm just trying to make Evan feel comfortable.
Oh,
thanks. How do you feel about a bazooka bubble gum? You know, that you
would get as the
bazooka
Joe
piece of gum. Yeah, right, they give you a little cartoon.
Yeah.
That feels like a candy that, like, if I was given a lot of now as an adult, I would not eat. I don't think I'd ever eat it. I would appreciate it.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's one where I am like, I don't think, I feel like you made all of these during World War II and you've just been selling them because this feels like a little rock in my mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when you have to add a comic to convince a child to eat candy, it's like,
who's a comic?
Bazooka Joe.
Well, everyone has a little comic in it.
Yeah, it's Bazooka Joe is the lead. And if anything, it teaches kids how to read and that sometimes life is filled with disappointment.
Yeah. Disappointment you can count on.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
That was actually the slogan.
That was it. Yeah. I'll say the one candy I got the most in public school, Bazooka Joe.
Oh.
Wow.
And what did you get when you went to private?
Filet mignon. Just give you a little steak. Sorry, I'm a real public school, private school tear.
Yeah.
Real one.
This is why we need school voucher. I'm all right. Okay.
Oh, no.
Can't uninvite me now.
Our listeners go up. We have way more listeners now. Okay.
Do you? Yeah, I think I know why you got COVID. You said you got the vaccine recently. Sorry.
Yeah,
we could cut. Evans.
No, we're going to pull this for the promotion. It's just going to be a string of clips.
Yeah, it's just going to be cancellation of Evan.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So, Evan, you're known as trend spotting Halloween trends. That's why we invited you on today. And so what do you think are going to be the big couple costumes 2023?
Yeah, keep us in the loop.
No,
that's you've written a book on this, actually.
Absolutely.
That's what you're going to promote today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the big ones are going to be somebody dresses up as Oppenheimer, and then I guess that might be the man, and then the woman dresses up as a big old bomb.
Okay. That's fun.
That's one.
I like that.
I'm thinking other pairings. Somebody goes as a Honda Fit, and then the other person goes as a guy who corners you at a party and talks to you about microplastics.
Okay. All right.
That's okay. Good.
That's a good concept. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those are the ones that I'm expecting a lot of this year.
What about Britney and the Knives?
What?
In the Britney Spears, the video.
And
that
the Knives?
Yeah, there was a video that was like going viral a couple weeks ago where she was in her bikini and she was dancing with knives.
With kitchen knives?
With kitchen knives.
With the kitchen handle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you guys see?
So I feel like that could be a Halloween
costume. I'm not done with it. Wait, and she's dancing with them in like a fun, like a choreographed way, or she's kind of
I mean, the choreograph is very, the choreograph video is very light.
Twirls mostly, right?
It's mostly twirls with knives.
Okay.
I am so ready for this book. I do know Michelle Williams is going to be reading the audio version.
It's so chaotic. I mean, it is giving knife dance level chaos.
Yeah. Well, it's the spooky season. Anything can happen.
It's true.
That's what they always say. Tis the spooky season. Anything can happen.
Any work you've written could be narrated.
Also, why, while you start your COVID-19 test, but are you really doing it?
I mean, do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, do it.
I think you do it.
Yeah,
it's kind of
I think
so.
Okay.
Well, should we start our segment while you're still doing COVID-19 tests?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, read those instructions first.
Claire, I can tell you how to do a COVID test.
But some of the tests sometimes differ, don't they?
It's probably the drops. Probably the drops and that little thing, and then you're gonna go like this.
But almost every single one is.
So I am open.
You can do the nose off camera. Yeah. Feel free.
You could also lean it.
I'm gonna do it on camera. Okay, so this is
this is such a chaotic episode.
I kind of like it.
I was like,
so for the fans, this is the COVID test I will be putting my snot on.
Okay.
Okay, this is making the cut.
It's spooky. It's unhinged.
It's spooky.
It is spooky. It's spooky. This feels like, this is what I wish carving a pumpkin felt like, but it's too rigid. There's rules. There's a timeline. This is loose. This could go 4 hours. This could end in 10 minutes.
You're going to do 10 swabs on each nostril.
And then you're
good.
Okay, but go ahead.
Put it in your mouth.
I'll contribute. I'll be here.
Drag your teeth on it. Oh, wow. That looks like it's way too deep.
Yeah. How deep
do you... Oh, Blair.
What?
Stop. You don't need to go that deep. Okay, Blair, can you just wrap it up?
Yeah, okay.
You got to ask the question.
We want to start a second.
No, go ahead and start it. I think you're being very distracting with using up your nose. Well, don't look at me.
He's going through something. Okay. We need to respect that.
We are going to be doing a new brand new segment today. And that is called Halloween Hot Takes.
Whoa.
With Evan Walter.
That's me.
So Evan, you have some hot takes that you've brought in for us today. And we're kind of doing a reverse on our podcast where we actually made Evan do more work for this podcast than us.
I feel more comfortable that
way. Evan said, actually, can I come on your podcast and ask you questions? I said, please. So Evan has some different hot takes that Blair and I will be judging. And so if we love your hot take and we agree with it, Evan, that's called a hot hayride in our book.
Oh, that's
But if we don't like it, we don't agree, that's going to be a cold cauldron.
Whoa. Mm. Okay, got it. Oh, I guess there's a third option too, right? Okay. Which is COVID positive.
Yeah, is that the neutral one?
That's the neutral one. That's the neutral one. Oh, Blair, there was such a big strand of spit on that.
I hate this so much.
Man.
This is good that you're a dear friend. That you can come and see this.
You couldn't do this to another guest.
We would never. Blair feels very comfortable.
Where we are in the process for the listeners in your car or wherever you be, I am putting the sample into the well. And in 15 minutes.
And how many drops on this one?
Actually, we'll probably know in about a minute or two because usually those lines
Coming pretty fast.
It's not even coming.
And you have a lot of symptoms.
And you put that thing in there so deep too. If you got it, we're going to know.
Okay, nothing's coming out of this.
How old is this test?
I don't know.
You might have got a dry one. Okay, this is what I do think you should add a little spit and we could see.
Okay, continue. I think this is an old test and I'll have to get a new one.
Okay. Okay. So my first question is, like, a ghost haunting you, do you guys think that is scary or just like a really annoying way of messing up your sleep schedule?
Okay, go through both sides and what do you think?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a firm believer that I think a ghost is mostly just rude and I don't feel as scared. I feel more scared at the fact that now I have this responsibility to figure out what happened to the ghost and to deal with the spooky ghost in my house. Mm-hmm. The amount of people you need to book. You got to book somebody with a cross, somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to like go to the library, look at an old spooky book and be like, oh, the original builder built on native land.
Yeah.
And it was a burial ground.
Right.
And to me, I'm not scared. I'm just like, annoying. I'm really not going to be able to see my friends as much as I want this next month until we get this ghost out of here.
But what if they're trying to give you a message vital to the world?
Okay, is it a helpful ghost? That's the question.
Well, there's so many different types of ghosts.
Yeah,
you have one ghost that's just mad as hell. They're still on Earth, right? They're like, they're in purgatory, I guess, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So they're just like, boot me one way or the other. So they're just kind of mad. So they're like,
they're stuck. And they're acting out.
Then there's another ghost who's
just childish.
What, like you're in my house, get out or something kind of ghost?
I feel like
pissed.
Yeah, there's one that wants to fight. Yeah.
One that wants to fight you.
Yeah.
Then maybe there's another type of ghost.
I feel like there's like
a little girl.
Little girl is always there.
Little girl looking for her parents ghost.
Yeah, but that's like, how are you ever going to get her parents? She died in 1908.
Her parents probably did.
Dead. You're going to have to explain that? That is rude. Do you know what I mean? It's scary that you got to spend all the time on that now.
Yeah.
You picked up a ceramics class. You're going to miss them. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just started a new relationship. It might work out, but it's so delayed now. You're like, it's going to be punted 2 months.
They're probably not loving
the ghost talk.
Or just even maybe you're like, hey, come over.
Come over. And,
and then the ghost is haunting you.
Yeah, which is bad. And I think there's that other type of ghost. In my mind, you're right that there's so many different types.
Yeah.
But they all give you a quest. They all send you on a hero's journey.
Or try to kill you. Yeah.
The only one I like is maybe an old-fashioned spookadoo ghost who's just like, boo, and then disappears into the wall.
Mm.
You're like, who are you? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have either of you guys ever had any ghost encounters?
No.
So here's the thing. It was 2008. My beloved cat, who I love so much, she was like a dog to me. She had passed away. And I was deeply devastated. And all I ever wanted was for that cat to come back and visit me as a ghost. And that bitch has never done it. So I have anger towards ghosts because not only has the cat not come to visit me.
Resentful.
My mom hasn't even come to visit me. Like everyone I love in my life who's died, none of them have come back to visit me.
But that's the thing about a ghost. They're so selfish. It's never the ones
you
want.
I don't know if you want them to come. I don't know.
It would be nice to check in.
Pop in my dreams.
Pop into my dreams. That's polite. Pop into my dreams. That's polite.
I'd love to see you there. Yep. And also, you'll wreck me for the next day.
Totally.
But it's not scary.
No. It's a little more on your terms, even though it's in your brain and you're not controlling it.
Evan, your hot take is this. Ghosts are ultimately not scary. They're just there to ruin your sleep.
Yeah. They're inconvenient.
Yeah.
Blair, do you think that is a hot hayride or a cold cauldron for you?
Oh, I think that's a hot hayride.
Yeah, I'm agreeing. Hot hayride. That's great. Okay, you have one hot hayride in your book.
Okay, good. So a lot
and you win something.
Oh, I get something.
No.
Fun.
We'll think of it.
Okay.
You get a big hug from me.
Yeah, Blair will
No, no, that's okay. That's okay. is finding a skull in your back? These are very productivity focused. Is finding a skull in your backyard mysterious or just another thing you'll have to add to the to-do list because now you have to solve a murder? I just feel like it's a lot of responsibility.
That could be a grave.
Could be another spooky thing that is so inconvenient. Yeah. You got a grave in your backyard now? No. You can't even harvest your pumpkins then.
I think the real issue here is trying to find a new place to live because let's say that's a fresh body, like maybe a couple of months.
Yeah.
Maybe a murderer. Here we go. Here's a hot hayride. Maybe there's a murderer in your town who's so good that no one knows about it. And he's murdering people coming into your backyard and buries them there. And he's also good with lawn design. So then eventually when it comes to light, now you're framed for this for these murders.
Yeah, that could be bad.
That's bad.
It's not even rude. It's just now you're framed
for
murder.
No, criminal. Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to get out of there. Yeah. You got to put it on the market.
You guys never bury that's a good point. Anything in your backyard?
Oh, no. How many pets you kill?
Pets are in my backyard in my parents' house.
Man.
Where else were you putting your pets?
Well, I was saying we never had any real pets. We had like a fish and a bird. Birds in the backyard.
Yeah. Okay.
But I feel like a bird goes quick, like hollow bones. How many pets are back there?
In my parents' house?
Yeah.
I'ma say 4 cats.
Oh, that's a lot of cats. They have a long
Okay, now let me go through their life cycles. Yeah. One cat, I think, moved into the home, aka my parents' house, with them.
Okay.
I think she was probably old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they moved.
Like, they lived somewhere else before. So she only lived in our house maybe a couple years, a few years. Then we got another cat. She was amazing, but she did get attacked by a raccoon when she was about 2. So she kind of had a hole in her whole body. So she really only lasted until about 5.
Excuse me, you said she had a... She had a hole in her whole body?
Plus, the raccoon really took a big chunk. We had to do things to her. My dad was giving her things every day.
Okay.
She didn't last that long. Okay. So that was like 5, which is very young for a cat.
I don't know.
Then we had two cats at the same time. And they kind of went out a year or two apart.
Mm-hmm.
They lived till a normal age. So that's how we have 4. And I'm old. I'm almost 30.
Yeah, so old.
So, and we've always had a cat.
Yeah. So I guess.
And now we have
that adds up to 4. Oh, you're gonna have 5 back then.
she's rock and roll and she's real young still. Okay. So
not burying her anytime soon.
But I always I kind of liked it because there's kind of like this little flower bushes and I'm like, oh, it's my cat a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's sweet.
Would it be weird?
That's like that versus a little gravestone. Scary.
Would it be weird if one day you were admiring the flowers and thinking about this deceased cat and then all of a sudden a paw just kind of jarted out? Would that scare you or would you giggle?
Well, I think it would scare me.
Okay. But it's a cat hand and they're so sweet that sometimes you'd be like, that cat.
Yeah. I think there's something kind of cute happening there. I'm kind of with you, Blair.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's a cold cauldron for me.
Yeah.
I think because I have buried my animals in my backyard. So I say sometimes having a skull back there is regular.
It's regular. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And we can't have you win them all.
No, and that's fair.
Do we have any other hot...
One other hot Halloween take I have is, and again, this is more along like spooky lines.
Oh, yeah.
I really feel like sometimes I think about like types of ghosts and what would be the worst type of ghost to be haunted by. And like you said, you know, there's like a historical figure ghost. Mm-hmm. There's a past family member ghost. There's a little girl. There's classic just, you know, kind of a vague ghost who just jump scares you. Mm-hmm. I think an LA ghost would be the worst ghost to be haunted by.
Because our dreams didn't come true.
Yeah. And they would just pop out of the wall and they would be like, actually, things are going really well.
Could you help me with the self-tape?
Yeah.
And LA goes, oh, what?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the whole time I would be like, I'm so bored. Mm-hmm. Oh. What city is the worst ghost? I think an LA ghost, if you got haunted by an LA ghost in any other like part of the country, mm-hmm. and there's nothing you could do to satisfy it. I think
they'll
never be satisfied. You would have to get it booked.
I feel like a New York ghost is
and then
like,
even then it would be like, but it's not network. You know what I mean? And you'd be like, get out of my house, please. Like, I'm so tired.
Can you read lines with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the New York ghost would be fun because I feel like they'll either have me like, the neighborhood's changed. They'll be like, yeah. That used to be well, my favorite bodega. Now it's a Joe and the Juice.
You're so, okay. They would be like, me, Miles
but
Davis.
Like, but they're kind of like giving you historical facts.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
There's some whimsy.
Here's right. the thing. Yeah. When someone like someone older who gives you history, they'll tell it to you a million times. So the first time it's cute, and then you're like, for the 57th time, I know that was your bodega. Can you please leave me alone?
That's actually that would be so annoying.
It would be
so annoying.
And it
would also definitely pop out in your hallway as you're trying to like leave.
Yeah.
And it would be, you'd feel rude. You would be like, did I tell you about the time me and Miles Davis
split
an egg drop?
Well,
and you'd be like, yes, you did.
Here's the thing of it, not ghosts though.
Yeah.
If you're competing the two big cities in the USA ghosts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
At least the LA ghosts will go to bed early. And probably wake up late.
Definitely.
The New York ghost is going to be staying up. They're going to be like, ding dong on your shoulder. I got another story.
You are so
5
right.
5 a.m. They're
You're
like, wake
so
up.
Right.
They're going to be like, in our day, we didn't sleep even a wink because we were on drugs.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Whereas LA ghosts, they're going to be like, I'm doing my skincare. Like, they'll probably have to go away for their skincare regimen for a while.
Oh, totally. Because they'd be like, it's really important for wellness.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, so, they're doing a lot of retreats too. They're not in the home
LA
that much.
That bad.
Oh man, no, an
LA
ghost is maybe. Well, then here
I think a Boston ghost is the worst one of all, but that's because I hate that city.
Oh, because it's racist. Yeah. Pops out the wall.
Or it's being like this sports pass.
Totally. But I also feel like awesome. I feel like for footwear too, being like you'd hear its boat shoes smacking the carpet all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
that's a lot.
And that's annoying.
That's so
it's way too much.
I haven't been to Chicago, so I don't know what kind of ghost would be there. Chicago listeners, write in.
I feel like a Chicago ghost would be polite.
Yeah, be polite.
Like, do you have time?
And I'd be
like,
oh,
not right now. And they'd be like, okay, boo. Mm. And then go away. But I feel like the best would be like a Cleveland ghost, right?
Really? What's going on there?
I feel like the only thing, it would be like, you should finish your basement. And you'd be like, what? And you'd be like, you'd put a lazy boy in like a, walk the Browns down
oh,
there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It would be like an encouraging
okay,
one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Evan, I think we've already kind of like debunked your hot take of an LA ghost being the worst ghost.
Oh yeah, that's a CC.
So that Cold Cauldron.
That's Cold Cauldron.
And we're going that, what did we decide? New York is the worst? Because they're up all the time.
New York is the worst. Yeah, LA is not that bad.
Unless you really want history facts repeated to you constantly.
Yeah, ad nauseum.
Yeah, if you had dementia and a real desire to learn, it would be a good combination. Yeah. You guys would knock it out of the park.
Yeah. But yeah, no, an LA ghost would be so sad. Because also I feel like we're all pursuing things.
Oh yeah.
And I think sometimes being around such a negative force to be like, well, actually nothing can happen for you.
Yeah.
And I like threw myself off the Hollywood sign because I never became somebody.
I took an LA ghost tour one time. Uh-huh. I took an adult LA ghost tour.
I'm glad it was adult, not a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted the real stuff. But I thought it was going to be like sexy ghost stuff and be like kind of funny. But mostly, almost every stop we went to was an actress who had aged out of her like prime in Hollywood and then had thrown herself off a building.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And,
wow.
Well, and
that
even
was like multiple stops. It was on foot. We weren't in a car. They all happened.
And that's hard to do now.
Back to back.
But that's even sadder if you think about it, because not only could they not make a mark, but they're all killing themselves the same way. It's like, at least do something big when you go out.
And also they were probably aging out, what, at 30? Totally.
Yeah. Oh, back then, right? You hit your prime at 27.
Yeah, or younger, probably.
Younger, probably. But yeah, so I do think an LA ghost is, they're sadder, but not more annoying.
Yeah, so it kind of depends on pick your poison.
I think so too. And there's got to
so
be
maybe
at least,
that's a COVID-19 test for us. That's the in the middle for us.
Yeah.
That's in the middle. That's a COVID.
That's a COVID-19 test.
That's a dry COVID-19
test.
Like,
we don't understand this ranking. And I'm going to say this.
Neither do we.
But this is a fun and different episode.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
We've invited you here, and I think you know why.
Yep.
And that's because you have a story for us. It's a little questionable.
Yeah.
That specifically relates to something a little scary.
Uh-huh.
Because this is famously your annual episode.
Yeah. I spend the whole year preparing for it, and you listeners will notice that.
Yeah.
You'll say, so fluid, such good specifics.
Evan's come back for Halloween, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're always like, he's the tightest stories. This is kind of what's been rattling in my brain.
Yes.
It's cobwebs up there,
yeah,
mostly. But I've been wondering, so I've never seen a ghost. And
I'm sorry.
I've put myself thank you.
Yeah.
As somebody who's also part of that community, thank you so much, Blair.
Thank you.
I feel like I've put myself in so many positions where I should have seen a ghost.
Right.
So like when I was younger, me and my friends used to climb into these sewage tunnels in New Jersey. And we'd go so
what?
Deep. It was, yep, yeah.
How old were you?
We, honestly, probably a little too year. Old. It was like maybe like 19. It
okay.
was like,
yeah, that was yeah. a little kid, 19. Yeah.
And the level 19. Of sewage that was in these pipes, was it a lot?
It's like runoff. So you had to go when it didn't rain, because if you were in there and it rained, you could drown.
Sure.
And that's spooky.
Okay, so
that's...
you and your friend would crawl into these sewage pipes.
So
when
we
you
would
were
crawl
19.
Into these. Yeah, we would crawl into these pipes, and okay. they're covered in graffiti. And as you go, you yeah. go underneath this city. I think it's Patterson. And you are, they get tighter and tighter and quieter and quieter. And there's like all of this menacing stuff spray painted on the wall. There's yeah. supposed to be a bunch of skinheads
okay.
if you get further enough into it.
Wow.
And it is spooky, spooky, right?
Okay.
Did I see a ghost? No.
Hmm.
Do you see a skinhead?
No. Also, thank God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way scarier.
Did you see a rat?
No. I'm getting nothing.
It's just dry.
Just, well, I mean, it's like a little wet, but that was it. And I'm in there for an hour.
And you
are. I'm closing my rings.
Your mission
is to do, like, haunt me a little bit.
Haunt you a little.
And so that's just one example, right? You're mm-hmm. like, okay, that's a place you would see a ghost. I went to school in New Orleans for college.
Oh, that should be prime yeah. with it. Yeah.
I lived just a short walk from a cemetery.
Mm.
I would read in a cemetery. I was disrespecting the cemetery. I would go, mm-hmm. there was a tree, I'd set up a hammock, and I'd be reading economics. Yeah. I'm not even reading fun
like
stuff for the ghosts.
Above a little grave?
Yeah. Well, they're all raised. So
yeah.
I'm kind of eye level. I'm eye level. What? Eye to toe with an old historic dead person.
Well, it could be where the ghosts were like, he wants it too bad. He wants it
That's,
too bad. Yeah. And they were like, we're not going to give it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in the graveyard.
Yep.
And you're looking around.
I'm looking around.
Are you at night or during
Sun
the day?
Sunsetting.
Sunsetting.
Okay. I let that thing set.
Okay.
And I go, here we go.
Yeah.
This is going to be a story. I wait there for an hour. Nothing.
Yeah.
No boo. Nothing.
How long were you staying there?
In the cemetery?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, maybe 3 hours total.
And you're
I mean,
you're
yeah, like,
economic
maybe an
books?
Hour in dark. Yeah, I'm, like, doing schoolwork. I'm, like,
yeah.
I'm not, like, getting the ghosts excited. Economics.
I think that's where we have you.
Oh, you think I'm not creative enough to see a ghost?
What'd you say?
Oh, you think I'm not creative enough to see
no,
a ghost?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I
okay.
just wonder, maybe you're sitting there. Maybe mm-hmm. the ghosts are like, who do we want to haunt today? You know, they're not going to mm-hmm. haunt everyone because... If they're haunting everyone, the mystery, the
yeah,
gig is
yeah,
up,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they're being seen too much. And they're like, oh, this guy's, oh, he's reading a book on economics.
You think I'm too boring to be haunted?
He's reading about Trickle Down?
I'm not reading about Trickle Down. Okay.
Evan's like, I love Trickle Down. I do. That's what he always says. No. Evan, I love Trickle Down. No. And they're like, we don't want to give this guy a good story for our party that's reading a damn economics book. We're going to find someone who's reading. I'm trying to think of a sexy book.
Like Dickinson? That's not sexy.
I literally thought of one I said.
I don't know.
As someone who's not reading.
as someone who has seen movies, I know that the type of person that ghosts really gravitate towards, I've done my research, is people like that who like economic books, you know? Because they're so like really into like nerdy stuff.
Exact opposite take than me.
They're really into nerdy stuff, and they're like, ooh.
Wait, you're saying most movies where the protagonist is a big old nerd?
Okay, well,
I didn't say the protagonist. I just said one of the characters in the movie who was like such an aggressive loser reading economics is going to be taken down by a ghost.
I feel like this is...
He's like by himself, no friends.
Yeah, because he has no friends and he just keeps reading these books. And then they were like, we can even fuck with him or even murder him because no one's going to miss it.
Nah, I did some other cool stuff. I skateboarded for a little bit.
So, Evan, your basic moral dilemma is here today is basically... Is it bad behavior that no ghosts ever spooked you? Wow. Yes, I'm COVID.
Yeah.
No ghosts ever spooked you, even though you put yourself in many a scenario to be spooked?
Well, I'm saying, and maybe this breaks the structure of the show. Forgive me, I only come on during Halloween, and it's been a year. So I think it's bad behavior on the ghosts. I just think ghosts are kind of shitty. Like, they're like little shits. I'm just like, give me something. I've been in your cemeteries. I went to Salem, Massachusetts.
I did too.
No way.
Did you see a ghost?
I didn't see a thing.
Anyway, that's the podcast.
I saw
podcast.
A cute boy. Wow. I was like 13. You know, you see a cute boy at 13, you're like, okay. And then you keep walking around with your family. And then nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
But I think it's rude of a ghost. I've gone to so many of these places and I just feel like it's like, give me a haunting. Give me just
did
a
you
ghost.
So you're representing.
Did I ever say what?
Are you representing the ghost in this bad behavior story? Like, are they exhibiting bad behavior towards you, or?
I think Evan is saying he's been exhibiting good behavior.
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to get spooked.
Yes.
And the ghost has been exhibiting bad behavior.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what I think too.
Okay.
But has Evan been exhibiting bad behavior by taunting the dead?
Maybe that's bad.
Wait, what was my question? Okay. Yeah. My question is, in these two scenarios where you've been really wanting a haunting.
A haunting, yeah. Also, and to be clear too, I'm not asking for, if there's any ghosts listening, I'm not asking for a big haunting. Make me cold for a second.
Okay.
Oh, you want to be cold for a second.
Fine. Show me a little light. You
but
don't
here's
have to be
the
like,
thing.
Avenge me.
Right.
You know, I know that's reserved for special people.
Yeah.
Give me just a little something. I'm putting the hours in.
In your whole life, you've never just gotten like, ooh, it's a little cold. And maybe you have gotten it and not realized that was the ghost. And then you took it for granted. So I think you do want something big.
Yeah, I think you do want something a little bit.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I think that's good too. I think I can ask for
more. Have you ever said when you're in these
scenarios,
like asked for it explicitly? Like you're kind of manifesting. Have you ever said something like, come out, wherever you are?
Oh.
Like while you're in the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. I haven't. Wait.
Like when you were in the tunnel, did you say anything like, hey?
No, but the only time I did it, and this might be too much of a little... Hey. And then with somebody who's like, I'm a skinhead. Thank you for telling me. somebody braver will have to defeat you. I'm too frail. I feel like there was one, this is reminding me one other time my great grandma was just a horrible woman.
Okay.
Her name was great grandma Mascheroni. Shout out to her. I wanted to harness her power. Mascheroni.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty funny. Mascheroni. I know that song. Was that about her?
What is that?
Yeah. What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That. Well, this is the issue we had, too. Uh-huh. We were, for the longest time, we just assumed, my family doesn't really care about our lineage that much. So, me and my siblings were like, I think she's, Hungarian, because we're supposed to be a little Hungarian. And, then we, looked it up, and it was, Italian. And we were like, Mascheroni, macaroni. We were like, oh, we probably should have. Should have put that together.
Yeah.
Kind of right there, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
But we summoned her. We tried to summon her. We were like, please come out. And we did things that we think she would like. We smoked menthols. We like
you,
did.
But she was, you didn't like her at all.
We didn't like her, but we wanted the dark energy from her.
Oh.
But she was powerful. She was mean and she was powerful.
Did you meet her?
Great. No. Never met her.
Oh, so you just, she's terrible, but like via story.
Yeah. I think she's created all the familial trauma. Word of mouth. We're still talking about her.
What did you guys do to try to summon her?
So we did things that, she was in Queens.
Okay.
So we did things that we think she would like.
But you were not in Queens.
We were not in Queens. We were in Charleston, which is also kind of spooky.
Yeah, it is
kind of spooky.
But did she ever travel?
I think she went on a boat, like a big, like boat to come to America.
Scoop her from Queens.
But we figured spirit realm, we could talk to, the physics.
Okay, so you're in Charleston with your
siblings. We're in Charleston, and then we're trying to do things that we're like, let's summon her. So we lit these candles, we smoked menthol cigarettes, which I think she would have smoked if they were around. They feel like on brand for her. We said a few mean things to each other.
Uh-huh.
And then we were like, Mascheroni, please like reveal yourself, give us your powers. And nothing happened.
Ooh.
So I feel like I'm,
you're trying.
I mean? This is a family member. Family member with a story. Out. And I'm just like, show up.
Show up
for me.
Show up.
Can I ask you this though? When it comes to like trying to get these spirits to come visit you.
Yeah.
Are you doing the research of what accurately and effectively needs to be done? Like, are you going to the library?
Like spells?
Like maybe spells. I don't know. Are you just doing what you've seen on TV? Maybe there's actual... Some there needs to be some research involved.
You're saying my methods might be bad.
Your methods may be a little wonky. It's like you want it, but you're not putting in the work for it.
Well, I think I'm putting in the wrong type of work.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, smoking menthol cigarettes, that's something.
That's something. Yeah.
I've never done that.
I smoked a Camel Crush. I mean, that's gotta count for something.
But did she come see you?
No.
So maybe not.
And so maybe it's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Can I say I feel a lot less resentment.
Good.
Towards?
Ghosts. Also, I will say this real quickly. I did learn recently that getting spooked can have an effect on your brain. Apparently, a friend of a friend spooked this child and put a wolf mask on. And he was like, and just jump scared him. And the child regressed 2 reading levels and was held back 2 years in school.
Wow. That's one hell of a boo.
Which is... That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think you're...
That's Blair's new catchphrase.
I'm going to get that on a shirt.
Do you think that... I hate to be like this. That kid might have just been going to be held back anyways.
The family. Wow. Blame the child.
Well,
family
I'm
couldn't
so,
deal with the stigma of it, so they invented a story.
It's just like, if you're going to be more...
They were like, Johnson's never been not smart.
If you 2 reading levels...
Yeah.
That could have happened... He was probably going to get spooked and that was going to happen.
Yeah.
He could have probably seen a
You're
car.
Blaming the victim?
Yeah.
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 Classic.
Well, I was a bully.
New outcome
kid,
here.
So
were
sense.
You?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What?
Light.
Oh, light. I was kind of a bully too.
I was not.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, so what what direction are you leaning, Blair?
I, unfortunately, Evan, am going to lean bad behavior. Because...
For Evan.
Yeah. Because... Mm-hmm. I think you just wanted it too much, and it was coming across a little thirsty, and they were like, "No, we're not doing it to this dude." And then it was almost probably like a slap in the face because you weren't really doing the effective methods to conjure a ghost. Mm-hmm. You know, you were just probably doing what you'd seen on TV or heard through word of mouth. Sometimes that stuff works, but you really got to put in the work. You got to put in the research. You know, so I'm saying it's bad behavior on your hand, and then also. I'm going to say the ghost is also exhibiting bad behavior.
Okay.
Wow.
That's because if I were a ghost, which hopefully one day, I will see this young kid just reading a boring book. And I'm like, I know he wants it. And you know what? I want to be the one that like lets his dream come to life. So I'm going to give him the most excitement he's ever going to experience and scare the shit out of him.
Recognize.
So I think that those ghosts, all of them, bad behavior too. It's about working together, and no one's working together here.
I love
that. Yeah, that's true.
So everyone's
that's
bad.
That's really validating.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Evan.
Yep.
This is interesting.
Mm.
Everything all together.
And all at once.
Because this is a different type of episode.
Yeah.
You brought in, you actually texted me, you said, please, could I make sure I'm coming on the Halloween episode specifically? I said, okay, Evan, okay.
Yeah, and I said, and every year said, moving forward. You're right. Yeah.
And you said, I have a lot of hot takes, which you came in with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you said specifically in your hot takes, ghosts are a little rude.
Yep.
Ghosts are keeping me up at night. I don't like them at all.
Yeah. Oh.
They're annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're annoying.
Yep. Yep.
And usually when people are annoying, Evan, and you tell them that, they say, okay, we're not going to hang out.
Oh.
You said, oh, you think I'm rude? Okay, I guess we're not going to hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that
I see that.
You're kind of calling them annoying and rude. It seems like you haven't made up your mind. It seems like you're calling somebody annoying, calling someone rude, which a classic action would be to stay away. You are putting yourself in these scenarios that you kind of want to get a little spooked, but you're not even really saying out loud, other than to your grandma.
Yeah.
And that's rude. She maybe should have come back for that one.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying bad behavior.
I think this falls into good to know, hard to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'm also leading with Blair. I do think that these ghosts, a lot of people don't want to be haunted. For one, never. If you're listening, you're a ghost. One, it's unhelpful. You're not even counting towards our listens.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even getting ad revenue from you. Uh-uh. But no, two, I never want to be haunted. As I said before, come into my dreams. Yep. Not in a scary way. If you're a relative or a friend that's maybe passed away, come into my dreams. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see you there. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else.
Yeah.
Or sometimes actually... I don't think this is a ghost, but sometimes actually, what do you guys think of this? I kind of sometimes will be like, you know when you want like your ancestors to help you out? Have you guys ever felt that way?
Oh, I'm a little nervous to figure out who those guys are. But
Evan comes on our podcast, my guys aren't really interested in our lineage. And then
don't look it up.
Yeah, don't do any digging.
No.
But sometimes I sometimes would like, if they are going to haunt me, but not really, I'd love help in my life, not a haunting. And maybe give me a little leaf rustle. Sometimes I'm if I'm supposed to do this, give me a sign and I want a bird or I want something. That's where I want you to show up if you're dead.
Yeah.
Not any other way.
Yeah.
So and that's to come back around to say bad behavior. So Evan Walter, you have been officially been deemed
bad behavior.
And so have the ghosts, but they're not here to read aloud their punishment.
No. Yeah, and nor would they show up.
That's right.
That's how bad they are. They wouldn't even show up.
No.
So, Evan, I have a punishment for you today.
Okay.
That I'd like you to read.
Okay. Wow. I'm bad? I don't like that at all. I'm a good guy, but when something happens to me that I don't like, oh no, I can become bad. Very bad. What was that? Maybe your phone ringing? I think the call is coming from inside your house because I'm the one calling and I'm inside your house.
Oh, no, Evan, that's so scary.
No!
Evan!
No!
Evan, I invited you in my home and you're going to
plot twist, Evan's the ghost.
I'd say I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Well, we learned a lot today. We've learned about ghosts.
Yep.
We've learned about skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
And
the one thing we didn't learn is if I actually have COVID. So we will find that out and we'll keep you posted.
we'll find that out soon.
I think we got the priorities right.
I need to get a fresh kit that hasn't been sitting next to a hot pipe.
Yeah, if anyone in New York has a fresh COVID kit, we know someone in need.
Come on over to Blair's house.
Yeah.
You guys can hang out. Well, this has been such a treat to have you on. One of our longest episodes, and boy, did we take it places.
That was my goal.
But thank you so much for coming on today, Evan. This has been such a treat. Can you tell listeners where they can follow you? Anything upcoming to plug?
Yeah.
Any other Halloween events I know that you'll be doing in Los Angeles?
Yeah, so many. Uh-huh. I'm running the hayride.
The spelling bee.
Haunted house. We call that the HH. You can follow me on Instagram. It's at Evan Walter. And on TikTok, it's also at Evan Walter. And if you're in LA, I'm doing a show at the Lyric Hyperion on August the 18th.
August.
Oh, no.
Wow, you got it booked
next
up
year.
Our head?
Mark your calendar.
Yeah, I tend to plan this stuff out really far in advance. Maybe I also have COVID.
Okay.
Oh.
No, the month, that's close. What's that one?
November. They sound alike. What? I get
18th.
It.
November 18th at Lyric Hyperion.
Come, it's with my friend Brance, and we're getting a bunch of our friends. Come see some stand-up. It'll be good, and it won't be that long.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.